whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. This week, it is a special privilege to welcome into our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter two very favorite people of mine that have been with the station advertising for a number of years, and it's about time we got them in here to figure out what the heck they really do. But we have with us Courtyard Gallery of Mystic. Del and Kristen Bach are here. Welcome, Kristen. Nice to see you and have you with us.
Nice to see you too, Mike.
It's great to have you with us. And Del, always a pleasure.
Great, Mike. You too.
Oh, see, he used his Del voice.
Yes, I did.
So the people know. Now, Del, I think it would be appropriate to start the whole show off because people for years have been listening to your ads on WCRI, and they hear you sing that little line that you do. So I think you should start right off with that little singing so that everybody recognizes it.
Art for your heart and home.
See that? And we didn't even rehearse that, did we, Chris?
There you go. No, that was great.
That was
you
great.
You did that better than usual,
though. I didn't even warm up.
Yeah. That's right. No warm-up or anything. And for a Saturday morning, that's not easy. But we're going to find out everything you always wanted to know about the Courtyard Gallery at Mystic. First of all, a little bit about your personal backgrounds. I introduced you as a couple. How long have you been a couple, Kristen?
We have known each other for over 30 years, and we've been married a good deal of that time.
Wow, 30 years. I didn't realize you were that old. Now, Del, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's Methuselah.
Yeah. But so you met about 30 years ago and found this interest in art. And when did the Courtyard Gallery in Mystic start, Del?
The Courtyard Gallery started in 2004, late 2004, by Rudy and Fran Harkins, who were the original owners, and they started out basically selling their own private collection of art and antiques.
Mm-hmm.
And I joined them shortly later in 2005, and they opened it up to contemporary artists, and we all started piling in. And Chris and I became great friends with Rudy and Fran, and so good a friend with Rudy particularly that I ended up playing tennis with him twice a week, and then eventually we were hanging their shows, and we were having parties and soirees and the whole bit. It was great fun.
Well, wait a minute.
Yes.
The soiree part, I like that. That's a fancy party,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's a fancy party.
Okay, I like it.
Yes, we used to have them. They had this, we were called the Red Dot Society, and Fran and Rudy had the old school thing going.
I remember you guys. You had the red dot on your forehead, right?
Yeah, that's it. It's still
that's
do.
Right.
Is it still there?
Yeah.
But it was a natural transition going from becoming friends and showing in the gallery into working with them and then slowly taking over. And Rudy unfortunately passed away in 2010, and Fran asked if I would become a partner, and I said, of course. And then she wanted to retire this year, the beginning of this year, and turned it over to Kristen and I, my lovely wife, and away we go.
So you are now partners and owners of this gallery.
We are partners and owners of the gallery. We were partners with Fran before she retired, but now we own the gallery.
Own the gallery. Mm-hmm. And for those of you that haven't been to the Courtyard Gallery in Mystic, you should know that it's a wonderful place to visit. And if you had to describe it to someone that hasn't been there yet, Kristen, what would they expect to find when they walked in the door? Is this a fine art gallery? Is it a sculpture gallery?
It's a fine art gallery. We handle original fine art, paintings and sculpture only. We don't have any reproductions. Mainly what they find is a very comfortable, warm, intimate environment, which is full of art. We represent 30 painters and sculptors, over 30 painters and sculptors. Many of them live in the area, but some live as far away as Germany. Many of them are artists who have moved to this area from New York, from Shanghai, from Bangladesh. We have them from all over.
Wow. But if somebody's looking for a postcard, they probably shouldn't go there, right?
A postcard, no. But no. We actually have a wonderful miniaturist who is one of the only true miniaturists, and she does amazing small paintings. You have to look at them with a magnifying glass practically, and we have one available.
For those of you that are not watching on television, Kristen is holding up her fingers to make the size of the of the painting. But this is radio, so that doesn't do
I know, it doesn't do much good.
No, it doesn't. All right, so you have everything from miniature paintings to sculptures. Well, what's about the largest sculpture you have, Del?
Well, it's a flying pelican, which we have in our sculpture book garden, and it's, I would say, on its pedestal approximately 10 feet high.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
a big guy.
Kind of cool.
It's a big guy. And it's life size. A brown pelican is a very large bird, and so it's life size. Those, we have an outdoor sculpture garden with some beautiful work by a number of sculptors, Dan Arpin and Ken McDonald. Ken's from Rhode Island. Dan is from North Stonington. And they're beautiful outdoor work, and we specialize in that in the summertime. It's very nice.
So is it like the outdoor gallery just the summer? Open in the
summer? Well, we have
you
things.
You stretch it a little bit?
We do have things that stay out all winter, but we have a nice, more comfortable place to sit.
All right, so here we are on August 2nd, mm-hmm. and so we got about another month or so of the outdoor gallery, roughly?
Oh, no, as long as the weather's nice,
okay.
the things
All
will
right.
be out there.
So they don't have to, I mean, they if they get there at Labor Day, they're still they got
oh,
a shot.
Oh, yes, okay, yes, yes. Good. We let the birds stay out as long as it's warm enough for them.
Oh, I see how that works. All right. I like that. Now, Del, as far as your paintings are concerned, your personal paintings, what kind of artwork do you call your are you a contemporary artist or are you a
well I'm alive so I guess I am contemporary
but, yeah but I mean
yeah I usually go by a contemporary realist. I do very I started out as an illustrator years ago in New York City and then switched over to painting full-time, and I guess you'd describe the work as very clean, precise, highly detailed, you know, that kind of thing.
So when I see one of your paintings, I'll know what it is. I don't have to turn it upside down and guess. Or, you know, like, is this really
Well, you can turn it upside down, guess if you want to buy it. Feel free.
But, I mean, it's obvious what it is. In other words, it's not what people that are not in the art business, like me, would say is that modern art. In other words, that's something that's just like somebody threw paint on a canvas without touching it. It's not that kind of thing, right?
No, it's fairly straightforward. I always say painters paint their personality, you know, and if you're good, you can do in many different styles. I did go through a number of different styles. I was very tight as an illustrator, and then I went in and got very loose for a while, and now I've kind of settled in on a more realistic whatever.
Okay, so now, Kristen, some galleries specialize in, for example, in your area, I would think nautical only or something like that. But do you have a little of everything?
Yes, we do. Actually, we like to call ourselves an eclectic gallery. That's what people say when they come in. They like the variety. We represent everything from abstraction to contemporary realism, like Del's work. And that's in painting and the same in the sculpture. We have some very abstract sculptures, and we have classic bronzes. But it is all by living artists. When I say classic, I don't mean that they're older. But we do have a little bit of everything, some impressionism, as I say, some abstraction. Every medium, too, we have collage, oil, pastel, watercolor, a lot of different media.
Now, when you say different media, you're talking about also different surfaces, right? You could be on canvas, you could be on paper, you could be
yes.
on glass, you could be on all kinds of
things,
right?
You can be under glass, you can be on paper, you could be on glass. We don't have anyone who paints on glass, but there are mm-hmm. artists who do.
So there's lots of different styles of that
yes.
also. And you know, my role in this, as I told you before we started to do the show, is that I know nothing. All right, and here I am to just ask.
I know nothing, nothing.
Right. Nothing, Hogan. And I'm just here to ask you questions like the average person might be doing. Everything comes ready to hang on the wall? In other words, if they go in the gallery, they don't have to pick out a frame with a particular
yes,
thing?
Yes, that's absolutely right. All our artwork is framed. The artists bring the work framed.
Right.
So the artist chooses the frame.
So how they want to emphasize it or how they want it
yes,
to
Yes, and sometimes
and so
the frame is very important. There's a quote that Del likes to use all the time. Degas once said that the frame is the artist's reward. And in fact, it makes a big difference. And we have a lot of people coming in and they say, wow, that really goes with it. There'll be times when a frame might detract, might overpower. You have to really look at that.
I think I've seen that with a very fancy gold ornate frame.
Yeah, it doesn't really go with some things. Exactly. Yeah. Yes, right.
Now, Del, suppose someone comes in and says to you as an artist, I love that painting, but you know, the frame just doesn't go with the interior of my living room, and I want to change that. How do you handle that?
Well, we will work with the customer. If they're very serious and they really want to buy it, we will definitely try to change it out. We have a framer in Meriden, Wholesale Frame, and he frames all my work, and he has over 900 molds and everything, and he does it very quickly and fast, and we will usually recommend him, and he does great work. So,
and that's not an insult to you necessarily. If someone has a particular style in their home and they want to change that, then you say, you buy it, you got it, you can do what you want.
You got it.
Okay, I have an artist question. That's something that's always bothered me. As someone that's on radio, and I work real hard to do something sometimes, for example, if I'm doing the news, and I work real hard on doing a news story, I do it, and then it's gone forever. And I often wonder about an artist spending a lot of time doing a painting, and then somebody comes and buys it and takes it away, and you never see it again. How does that affect you?
Well, when I was first starting out, it was a lot tougher because you get very attached to the work. But if you're going to be a professional in this business, you have to be able to let it go and move on. And there are a few pieces that I've held on to just because they are they represent the best of a certain period that I've done, and they mean something. I did a painting with my wife Kristen on her 45th birthday, and I actually put that out
last year.
Yeah.
Check's in the mail, Mike.
Thanks.
What?
Yeah. They'll figure that out when they've heard this commercial. Anyway, so some pieces are very special and we hang on to them, but most of them I'm very happy to see leave the gallery.
Right. Okay. And Kristen, do you have favorites that you hate to sell?
Well, what's interesting is when people come into the gallery, one of the things that we like to do is say, give us your top favorites. What's your favorite piece? Mm-hmm. This isn't to say, what do you want to buy and take home with you?
No,
but just
like
give us your favorite. Gut reaction. What's that? And we like to do that. And then people will say to me, well, what's yours? And I will say in the gallery, it does vary. There are certain pieces. We had a beautiful sculpture that I just loved. And we were very, very happy to see it go to the home of some very dear friends and collectors because we were going to be able to get to see it.
I see.
So that works, yeah. Sometimes that works very well. Like something now, paintings of Dell's, there are certain ones that are my favorites. But they vary from time to time. And once again, I do always like it if it's going to a home that I know I might see it again. That's great.
But you get to have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah, we've been very lucky in the past number of years that we've gotten to know a number of the collectors and they've become friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a really nice feeling. They love to have you come to their house and see your work or other people's work that we admire.
Absolutely.
And it's fun. Anyway.
It is fun. All right, we're going to take a commercial break, and I think that's kind of a segue into the fact that a lot of people that listen to WCRI know both of your voices because you've been on the air now for several years and doing some very, very interesting commercial work. Well, so we'll get to talk about that when we come back for a minute. But right now, we'll take a short break and be back with more of the Courtyard Gallery of Mystic. Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Courtyard Gallery of Mystic's Del and Kristen Bach. And Del and Kristen are longtime friends of the station. And we talked just before the commercial break about the fact that they have some of the most interesting commercials on WCRI. We get calls, we get emails, we get letters, people that are always interested in how you come up with some of these very creative commercials. Now, I don't know which one of you wants to start on this, but I think this probably did not happen by two people that are sitting in a back room sculpting all day or painting or selling. There's some more background to this, right, Kristen?
Yes, there is. Actually, Del and I, although we are working in the art world and we have a great deal of background in the art world, we both met in the theater. We lived in New York for 35 years, and we met working in the theater. We were both performers, and I'm a director. Del is a singer and a designer, and we've done just about everything in the theater business as well.
Well, there you go. And so that answers the question for a lot of people, like, where do they come up with that stuff? Now, over the past few years, I'm not going to try to highlight them all, but I know we've done things like Godzilla, and we've done things like The Great Escape, and we've done things with The Most Interesting Woman in the World, or, I'm sorry, The Most Interesting Art Collector.
There you go.
Yes,
and,
I am.
And Del has been singing, and we've done all
in my shower most of the time.
All right, but it makes it very interesting for the listener, because there's always something new. We have... We're very fortunate at WCRI to have lots and lots of great advertisers, but I think it would be very safe to say that you probably have more commercial production at WCRI than anyone else, because you're always changing them. You're always coming up with these great ideas. Now, how do you just sit around?
Well, I would say we usually what happens is I always say we're sort of the poor man's Geico. You know, I hear different commercials, I see things on TV, or it could be something just strikes me, and then I usually try to come up with an idea. And
or old movies,
and I,
we do
old
that,
movies,
yeah.
We do everything, and then Kristen and I collaborate together and fine-tune it, usually at the last minute, because we tend to be very late for our recording sessions.
we have a reputation for that.
Yeah, that's all right. Well, you made it here on time today, and an important day for you also, because not only is it the time for this program Company Break, but tonight you open a new show, right?
Yeah. My show at the Courtyard is opening tonight, and it's going to be hopefully a lot of fun.
Del has a solo show or a duo show. It isn't always a solo show at the Courtyard every year and has for a while. This one's called Surf and Turf.
Surf and Turf. All right. And there must be a reason for that.
Yes. Well, a lot of people know Del's work. He's kind of mainly known for painting water and the ocean and things like that. But he's always inspired by a lot of different things. He also loves to paint farms, rural farms. And there's a lot of that around here, not only here, but throughout the country. And so these paintings will sort of reflect the travel and things like that
There will not be a painting of a cow on a surfboard, though, right?
Not a cow on a surfboard.
You know that one. It's on my canvas right now. I'm working on it.
No cows on surfboards or dogs playing poker.
On velvet.
Yes.
No dogs playing poker. All right. No velvet Elvises.
No.
Right. No, but we're going to have a wonderful pianist playing tonight, Mark Tabor, who is a fantastic jazz blues pianist, and he actually is in the back of some of our commercials, some of his
music.
Well,
that's the piano music.
Yes, Mark Tabor, he is a Rhode Island pianist, and he is phenomenal. We call him the maestro of the courtyard, or courtyard keyboard wizard. I don't know.
Wow, that's hard to say five times fast.
Yep.
You
courtyard keyboard wizard. All right.
Yep.
And Mark Tabor, well, that's great, and he's going to be there tonight to just kind of lighten the mood a little.
Oh yeah, and he's played so many years for us now that he draws his own crowd. You know, along with art lovers, there's music lovers. Everyone comes in and. It's quite festive.
I should point out that one of the reasons that not only Mark but other pianists like to come is that we have a very nice grand piano sitting right in the middle of the gallery.
A grand piano. Now, how much does it cost for someone to come and visit tonight? What are the tickets available?
Oh, no, it's absolutely free.
It's absolutely free.
All our openings and gatherings are free and open to the public, and it begins at 6 to 9.
Begins at six and runs till 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And Mark will be there all that time playing.
Yes, he will.
Mm-hmm. And you can get 8x10 glossies of Del if you.
Del and Mark will both sign autographs.
All right. Well, that's great. And so people can come take a look around the gallery. They'll get to be entertained by Mark. Mm-hmm. And that's a wonderful thing. So now with this. How often does a show last? In other words, tonight it opens, and does it last for a week, a month? How long do you normally do that?
Well, usually 5 to 6 weeks. We have roughly 8 shows a year that we have. And we also have other events at the gallery. We have poetry readings. We have our famous Sunday salons, which we do every Sunday, 3 to 6 p.m.
And we always have wine, nibbles, goodies, good conversation.
Wait a minute. Hmm? Sunday salon, 3 yes. to 6.
Every
and
week.
You don't do hair.
No, we no. don't do hair.
Okay.
Nails,
however, there is
nails,
a hair salon in Factory Square as well. I will.
All right. But what is the Sunday salon?
Okay. We call them a Sunday Meet the Artist salon.
Okay.
Some of the artists will drop by. It's kind of become a mystic tradition. And it happens all year round, every Sunday of the year. And we'll always, you can always get a glass of wine, good conversation.
Maybe. Wow. So you're talking there are 52 Sundays a year. That's a lot of different artists that
That's
you need
right.
to schedule in there.
Well, we don't schedule them. People just show up. Sometimes we have as little as maybe 5 people in. Sometimes we have 35. It varies depending on
the thing.
Oh, so
it's not just one artist. So it's not just like you this Sunday. And
right.
Then,
no. Okay. It's whoever. We always generally have 1 or 2, 3 artists in, maybe more. And we don't know who's going to come in. We have regulars that love to come every Sunday, and then we have people just pop in and
it's a wonderful thing.
Time.
We've never had to schedule it. Somebody always shows up.
That's amazing, and that also keeps it different and keeps
Absolutely.
It fresh.
Yeah.
Now people can just ask them questions about how they work or whatever.
Sit down. It's not a formal thing in any way. Yeah. It's just a gathering, and whoever's there, you can ask them.
So if somebody wants to come in and actually meet you, they can do that, right?
Yes,
that's true. And if they want to play the piano, some people come in and doodle a little bit on the piano. It's all great.
Mm-hmm.
Tickle the ivories.
Tickle the ivory, very good.
All right, yeah, that's a great thing.
Yeah.
So now, so we talked about the fact that you've mentioned a couple times Factory Square. Now, people, when they think of Mystic, they get off the highway, and they know that there's that big place with water and animals in it. It's called the aquarium. And then not too far from there is the Mystic Seaport, and where they have the boats and the people reenacting and a beautiful thing. And right down the street from there is Coogan Gildersleeve Appliances.
Yes, it is.
Another sponsor.
Another sponsor.
And then they keep going and they eventually get to you? Or where
Well, exactly. What happens is you keep going and then you go over the drawbridge. Mystic
So this is Greenmanville Avenue, right?
Yes. You go down Greenmanville Avenue until you hit Main Street, and you take a right. You go over the drawbridge, the famous drawbridge, and one of a kind. The drawbridge was recently restored, and it's really neat. It really is neat. I will warn everybody, it goes up at 1/4 of every hour, so you may be stuck in traffic. You may have to sit there for a while.
A couple minutes.
I
mean, you're not
but
an hour or
you cross but, that drawbridge, and after you cross the drawbridge, the first left is Water Street. And you go up Water Street. On your left is the Mystic Art Center, which is also a wonderful place to go. On your right is Factory Square. And the Courtyard Gallery, you go into Factory Square, into the back, and it's nestled right in there. You can't miss it when you go there. There's lots of signs.
We're putting more and more signs up. In the old days, we had one sign. Now we have 55,000.
The 55,000 signs, right? So you've intrigued me with the drawbridge story now. The drawbridge, what makes it so famous?
Okay, it's known as a bascule bridge. I don't really know anything about it, except it's a bridge with great big concrete counterweights.
Okay.
And it is apparently one of a kind, or at least the only one that's like this that is in operation anywhere in this area. You know, there may be others, but they don't look exactly like this. But it's quite the Mystic icon.
Yeah, great. And so you get to see the seaport, you see the aquarium, you drive by all that stuff, and you get to go over the drawbridge, hopefully, because unless you're in a boat, you'd go under it.
Yeah, we've done that.
Now,
didn't we? Crashed into it once.
Yeah.
Now, if people do, and it is the height of summer now, and we're in the beginning of August, and if people want to take their boat to Mystic, can they find a place to stop and get out and visit you?
Absolutely. We're very boater friendly, and there are places where you can just bring your boat in and tie up along the Mystic River, and we have people do that frequently.
Oh, great. So
you just walk right over.
For those of you that are out in the boat listening and you're trying to figure out what you want to do this afternoon or this evening, you take your boat over to Mystic. And you park your boat and you go to see Dell's new show that's going to open tonight. And you get to listen to Mark on the piano and all these wonderful things. And now the big question on a lot of people's mind, I'm sure, is that, all right, I'm not a millionaire. Why would I go to this gallery? Because I can't afford this artwork.
Well, we have a wide range of ranges and prices. We have everything as low as probably $45 all the way up to $15,000. So we've expanded our range because we don't know who's going to come in.
We love young beginning collectors. It's wonderful. You can buy original artwork for less money. It's just a smaller piece. We only have original artwork. We don't handle prints or reproductions of any kind. But
someone can come in, mm-hmm, and with a modest income and say, okay, look, I just got married last month. We've just got this new house and I'm kind of stretched out here. We're just starting out, but I'd like to find a painting for my dining room or something like that. They can find something for a couple $100.
Yes, they can. We have, as far as paintings go, we do have quite a few smaller pieces that are under $400 or $500,
right,
under that, smaller pieces. And as Del says, everything up to about $15,000, but a lot in the sort of middle range there. There's art for everybody, really.
There's art for everyone. That's a great quote. And it probably doesn't necessarily matter size, as we say, Dell and I want to look at each other in the radio, but it's not just size that causes the high price. It's the obviously the artist.
The reputation of the artist, the quality of the individual piece, that usually determines.
Well, the quality is always good, but...
But some are always... There are some that are special sometimes. Right. They just glow when they come in, mm-hmm, and everyone knows it. So most people... I'm in a lot of galleries, and most of the art owners of the galleries say, well, we don't price by size. That's not totally true because, but generally it's by how good the painting is, because we all try to be consistent as possible, but some are just better than others.
And occasionally you have pieces that many of the artists in the courtyard and other people they've won quite a few awards.
Right, exactly.
And sometimes there'll be a piece that comes in that won a recent award. Now, mm-hmm, somehow or other, when something wins an award, it gets a provenance, and that drives the price up a little bit.
Now, does that have to do with anything about location? For example, if you were a gallery in New York City on Park Avenue, you'd be charging different prices than you're charging in Mystic. Is that true?
Yeah, pretty much. You're expecting to pay if you're on Madison Avenue or down in Chelsea or something. You're probably going to spend more money. But not necessarily, though. I've seen some places that I'm surprised that the prices aren't up, but... generally speaking, it depends on the gallery, it really does, and the setting.
Although I will say there's a little bit of that, but one thing that is important is that artists do need to maintain the same price in whatever gallery they're in, wherever they are.
Okay.
That's true.
That's very true, because you can't, for instance, if Dell has work in many galleries all over the country.
So if Dell has a $1,000 painting, mm-hmm, whether mm-hmm it's in Mystic or it's in New York,
it's in New York,
or
it's
Newport
going to be the same.
Paris, it's
going
to be the
going
same,
to be the
right,
same
right,
price. Yes.
Okay,
so. And you really have to keep it consistent.
So that's not necessarily up to you as the gallery owners. That's up to the artist.
It's up to the artist.
Up to the artist, and you price your work at what the market bears, and then you start selling at a certain level, and then over time it goes up, and the higher your reputation goes, hopefully the more money you get.
Well, there you go. That answers a question I've always wanted to know. Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in this morning. And Del, best of luck tonight on opening of the new show.
Thanks, Mike.
That'll be at the Courtyard Gallery and in Mystic at Factory Square. We've described how to get there. If you have any questions as a listener, you can go online and check out the website, which is
CourtyardGalleryMystic.com.
CourtyardGalleryMystic.com.
Or give us a call at 860-536-5059.
Excellent. And they'll be able to answer any questions you have. Check it out. It's a wonderful place to visit. And even if you don't buy anything, I can't imagine that would happen, but they'd still be happy to see you.
We love to have people come in.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you both for coming in. Thanks, Del.
Thanks, Mike.
And thank you, Kristen. Great to see you.
Thank you, Mike. Great to see you, as always.
All right. We'll see you all next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start riding to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.